Hey everybody, it's your girl Coach Alonda Brooks and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I have two of the phenomenal women leaders of Step Into Leadership Greatness. Leadership is more than just a title with us today. I'm super excited. You know that I only bring you the best of the best. So I'm super excited to have Mrs. Devetta Henderson and Dr. Teresa Mosley. So welcome to I Am Becoming, ladies.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Likewise.
I'm super excited to have you guys here. A little bit about what I Am Becoming is about is we definitely bring the best of everybody in their industry. Obviously, we are co-authors together on the Step Into Leadership Greatness. We are going in to pre-sale. I'm super excited. I want the world to get to know you guys a little bit better. So please take your time and introduce yourself to my Becomers. We're going to start with Ms. Devetta Henderson first.
All right. Again, I want to say thank you for having me. I am excited to be here and excited about this excellent project. I am Devetta Henderson. I am a native of Washington, D.C., still living in the DMV. I have about a 35-year career in human resources. Like many in this DMV area, I retired for about 2 weeks and went right back into the workforce. But at that time, I had worked an entire career in leadership of some sort, as the book suggests, not necessarily with the title of a director or a VP or anything, but in projects, or I just kind of seemed to rise to the top and make my way to the front to see what's going on and where I can help. And that's what leadership is all about. But at the time that I retired, I decided to also follow my great love, which is writing. And so my first book was released in July 2020, The Seed, the Soil, the Sower, and I have been working to expand that territory ever since. I'm a minister of the gospel, the church administrator, and the executive assistant to my pastor, Bishop Marlon Baker, in the Victory Nation Church. And in all of the areas that I've been in, whether it be single mom, maintaining a home, family matriarch, whatever it is, leadership has played a part in that in my life. And so I was drawn to this when I saw this title. I felt I had to do something to be a contributor to it and to tell my story about leadership.
Awesome. Definitely. Absolutely. You definitely are a super leader, as I was saying before. Thank you for that. And Dr. Teresa Mosley?
Yes, I'm Dr. Teresa Mosley, originally from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'm a U.S. Army veteran, member of the Screen Actors Guild, a central office administrator in Prince George's County Public Schools, and a lifelong member of the National Association of Black School Educators. It's called NABSE. I attended Georgia State for my bachelor's degree, Bowie State University for my master in education, and The American University, where I graduated with my PhD in 1998. In 2014, I published my first novel, The Fourth Child, Five Decades of Hope. And in 2019, I was a contributing author to Women of Virtue, Walking in Excellence. And my chapter was on creating ambassadors of peace. My third book is Two Decades Apart. I published it last year. And of course, this is my fourth book, Stepping Into Leadership Greatness. My chapter is on transformational leadership. I basically tell the story of a first-year principal that I was in a school that had two leaders over the last 6 months. And so they needed a transformational leader to turn the school around. I am a motivational speaker. I am also a world traveler. I've lived in Augsburg, Germany, Sinop, Turkey, and I've traveled to Great Britain, Italy, France, Spain, Australia, Africa, New Zealand, Brazil, Morocco, Mexico, and Canada. I made sure I took my mother on all those trips with me before she passed away. I work in education. I've been in education for 25 years. And in 1999, I was awarded the Excellence in Education Award from the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce. And in 2006, I was recognized as Prince George's County Outstanding Educator. During the time as an assistant principal at Walker Mill, I received the Excellence in Gifted and Talented Education Award from the Maryland Department of Education. Today, I am the proud founder and CEO of TAM, Creating Ambassadors of Peace, LLC. Everything that I write, I include messages about peace, love, hope, and purpose. And I use my experiences in life to ask thought-provoking questions so people can find their divine purpose in life and their authentic self. So I'm very excited to be here today to talk about my book.
Why, thank you. That is quite an extensive resume. And Becomers, listen, you heard it. You heard all of these dynamic things that these women do. They are just two of 13 phenomenal authors on this project. So you guys see why I say I'm super excited about every project that I align myself with. As you know, the amazing visionary is Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant, who happens to be my personal mentor. So listen, we are going to go to commercial break, but we are going to get back into why you need this book. You definitely do not want to miss an opportunity to have a copy of this soon to be international bestseller. Listen, you heard these phenomenal women. You literally can become from anywhere. This is what I Am Becoming is about. We'll be right back, guys.
Hey, everybody. It's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you. The Light Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop. Whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection, or you could be shopping for a gift, the Light Sunday Collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Light Sunday Collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelightsundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Light Sunday Collection. The Light Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Hey, everybody, it's Coach Alondra Brooks. You are listening to I Am Becoming. I'm super ecstatic, guys, because today I have two phenomenal, amazing women leaders with me today. I have Dr. Davida Henderson and I have Dr. Teresa Mosley. Listen, these are some phenomenal, phenomenal women in leadership. We're talking about our anthology that we're all a part of, Step Into Leadership Greatness. Leadership is not just a title. We actually are going into pre-sale February 23rd to March 23rd. Guys, you want to grab a copy of this. Definitely. We're going to be posting about it. So definitely when we share where you can find us all, you definitely want to make sure you get your copy. So Dr. Teresa Mosley, you shared a little bit about the topic of your title. Why is transitional leadership so near and dear to your heart?
Well, it's near and dear because it aligns with my five strategies or my five strengths. You know, I took the strength finders and it said I was strategic, positive, belief, and developer. A transformational leader is a developer. My chapter is actually creating a shared vision to guide change through transformational leadership. And when you're going into an organization, be it education or anywhere, if there's been a lot of leadership change, then you need a transformational leadership or a charismatic leader to turn that school around. So that's why it's so dear to me. It aligns with my values and beliefs.
Absolutely. And Ms. Davida Henderson, tell me about your chapter and why it's so important to you, and why do you feel like it will impact leadership today?
Well, it's interesting because the transformational leader is aligns with my title, which is the compelling authenticity of a charismatic leader. You have it. And so we work side by side because the charismatic leader also is called in or works best in situations where there is a transition or crisis going on in a situation. I chose the charismatic leadership style for two reasons. One is because many people, including myself, didn't believe that they could be, that they had charisma. And so I wanted to demystify the whole idea of being charismatic. It takes persuasiveness and that magnetic charm and the appeal, but it also seems to have some spirituality or mysticism to it that everyone can't possess. And I was here to say that everyone can possess it because I was able to grab a hold of it and make it and made it work for me. But I found that for myself, all that I had to do, the only thing that was missing was being you. All it takes to be charismatic is your authentic self. All you have to do is use what you have, your experiences, your life history, the things that you have grown up to believe against the strategies. And that makes you a charismatic leader. The basics behind it is trust and believability. And no one's going to believe anyone that they don't trust. No one's going to follow anyone that they don't believe. And in order for you to do that, the best way for you to do that successfully is to be yourself. Be who you are. And so that's why I chose that. The other reason I chose that is because I recently had the opportunity to work with one of the most charismatic people I've ever seen in my life. She was my vice president, and she just had this, she had that it about her. She had that swag about her. And that was able to persuade me. The things that she wanted to do, I didn't want to do. Before it was all over, I was leading the charge because of her charismatic way. So I watched her and I realized that that's the style that she had. And so when this came up, I said, I've got to use that style because I just saw it work in such a dynamic way.
That's awesome. I know my title is called Becoming Empowered to Lead. And one of the things that I discussed about knowing that leaders that you're born, that leadership is your birthright, and that different experiences in life, if you reflect upon them, have been molding and shaping you, how God has led your path to leadership and how to know and how to activate that leadership that's already within you as your birthright. So that's one. It seems like everything definitely goes hand in hand from being a charismatic leader and also later on coming into transitional leadership as well, having people to rise up and to help mold and shape you and lead you and form what is already within you. So I'm super, super excited to definitely read the book. And I'm so excited for people to have a copy of it and definitely get on the path of leadership or to help shape and define and help them ignite their leadership that's already within them. So where can we find you ladies on social media? What projects are coming next, as well as Step Into Leadership Greatness project for you guys?
Well, you can find me at risamosley.com. That is my website. I am getting a new website. I'll be posting that later on Facebook. I'm also on Facebook under Teresa Ann Mosley, Instagram under Teresa Mosley, and LinkedIn under Dr. Teresa Ann Mosley. I have a great project coming after this one. I am part of a collaboration with Les Brown, the motivational speaker, and Dr. Cheryl Wood. I'm going to be co-authoring in the book, You Are Enough, as well as speaking at the International Virtual Conference, June 25th through the 27th. I'm so excited about that. I also, I've been tracing my ancestry for the last year and a half, and I found 210 years of Mosley history. And I'm going to be help producing a documentary next year that's going to be showed at the New York Film Festival by Paul Brown Productions on the Mosleys, the last 210 years. I'm very excited about that. I have to do a book on creating ambassadors of peace. I'm looking forward to getting that done in 2022.
And Ms. Devetta Henderson, where can we find you on social media?
You can reach me at my website, www.devettahenderson.com. My first name is spelled D-A-V-E-T-T-A. I'm also on Instagram at Devetta J. Henderson and Facebook and LinkedIn, both at Devetta Henderson. Regarding my next projects, the book that I put out, The Seed, the Soil, the Sower, in July of 2020 was an introductory book to a 5-book series that comes from the Bible parable, Mark 4:4-8. Speaks about the sower who sows into different types of ground, and depending on that ground determines what type of harvest you reap. And so the books continue to speak on 4 characters, one being the sower, the other 4 being the different types of seed and how their personalities reap different blessings in their lives based on what kind of seed they are. I also am working on another anthology right now about grief that is probably coming out sometime in the late spring. And that is an anthology about how we all grieve differently. There's been so much grief and death out here lately that has touched so many. I believe that book will be a true inspiration to others. And I have about 4 more that are being sketched out. So as I said, writing was my second love. And so when I retired, I decided to pursue it. And so that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Awesome. That's amazing. So guys, you know, I only bring you the best. As you can see, these ladies are the creme de la creme. I'm super excited and honored and privileged to be on this project. Thank you so much for coming to I Am Becoming today. You guys know you can always find me on Facebook at Coach Alonda Brooks. Instagram, I Must Become the number 1 for your daily inspiration and motivation. You can find me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. to leap into your becoming. Guys, remember, don't do anything for man's opinion, but do everything with man in mind, because we are all an intricate piece of the circle of life that shapes and molds this world. It's never not a time to become. I hope you use the principles and the tools here, and especially in this book, Step Into Leadership Greatness. We're going into pre-sale tomorrow, all the way through March the 23rd. Grab your copy. If you get an early pre-order copy, you will receive an autographed copy, and one of my listeners will receive a free copy of this book from myself as my birthday kickoff, because we're going into birthday week next week, y'all. So listen, I'm super, super, super excited for you guys to have a copy of this. Listen, y'all, I love you. I'm rooting for you. I hear you. I see you. I'm super excited for your becoming. Peace.